Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks.
All right. What do you think you'd get if you took this? So that's an example of Tuvan throat singing. What do you think you'd get if you took that and mixed it with maybe a little alpine yodeling? Something like this.
Yada, 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 yada.
What would you get? Maybe... Okay, wait. Wait. Before you throw yourself at your radio's off button, just hear me out. Because in the right hands, what you get when you mash up vocal styles from the Swiss Alps to the Mongolian steppe, what you really get is this. Now, this is a piece called Kizasa by the 8-person Berkshire-based vocal ensemble Roomful of Teeth.
Roomful of Teeth specializes in absorbing vocal approaches from non-classical styles.
Brad Wells is the group's founder and artistic director.
Because of where we grow up and the music we are taught, how our languages work, we tend to use our instruments in one or two ways, but those ways vary radically around the planet. So this project is finding out how polyglot can one group of singers get.
Why did you found and create Roomful of Teeth? What was your inspiration?
Boredom. I've been singing in choirs and studying voice, classical voice, since I was a kid. The older I get, the sort of more fidgety I get in terms of what else could there be? How else could I be excited and could audiences be excited? And what's striking to me is that every time Roomful of Teeth performs, the audience response is so stirring. It doesn't bear any resemblance to a classical concert. There's something about breaking open these languages that make people just respond viscerally.
I presume that these vastly different musical traditions have different tonalities, different time signatures. It must be a challenge to bring them all together in a way that turns out to be pleasing to the ear.
This was one of the real driving forces for me in putting the project together. Listening to and growing up with experimental classical music in the 60s and 70s and 80s, when in the vocal realm, certain composers were doing experimental things with the voice where it wasn't just singing, but it was like, what's the world of sounds that the voice can conjure? So that burps and squirts and little lip trills and things were used in pieces. And, you know, it could be interesting, but those sounds didn't inherently get a rise out of people. There was nothing in that sound palette that people said, oh, I just love the sound when that singer sticks their tongue out and, you know, does a raspberry, you know, right at that moment in the piece.
It doesn't speak to the soul, really.
Exactly.
I was just asking out of a genuine sense of awe and amazement at the sound that Roomful of Teeth generates. And I want to let listeners hear a little bit more about exactly what we're talking about. So let's play a little bit from another one of your performances. This is Ansa Ya.
Yeah.
Now, Ansa Ya, it's based on overlapping yodels of African pygmy tribes, I believe. And one of the yodelers we're hearing is Virginia Warnken. She's one of the members of Room Full of Teeth, and she's there with you, Brad. Virginia, welcome to Radio Boston. And let me just ask you, did you grow up yodeling?
No, not at all. I grew up singing rock music, and I grew up singing classical music.
So what got you interested in these decidedly non-Western singing techniques?
I've always been into world music, you know, at music festivals and things like that, would get really into, the, you know, the African musicians that would come, African drumming. And so I just always had an ear for it and really loved it. And then when I got an email saying, would you like to audition for this group? Of course, you know. Yes, I want to learn how to tube and throat sing. So.
Well, we'll see. Now you've got me, because I just have to ask. Can you give us an example of some of the styles of singing that you do?
Okay. Tube and throat singing sounds like this.
And how do you do that?
I think of it as just a slight pinch at the bottom of my throat. So a normal singing in that note would be, oh, and then I just squeeze my vocal cords together. I mean, that's what it feels like to me. I don't know physically what my cords are doing. I don't know what they're actually doing.
And also, you now yodel as well?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to give us an example of your yodeling?
Sure. Yada, 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 yada,
yada. That sounds so great. I mean, Virginia, this might be kind of an awkward metaphor, but I'm wondering, you know, your instrument is your voice, but is learning how to sing in these non-Western traditions kind of as foreign as asking, say, a saxophone player, hey, you know, tomorrow I want you to go play the sitar?
No, I don't think it's quite that foreign. I think that, you know, because our, you know, as singers, our instruments are so organic, we can sort of begin to approximate or begin to make these other sounds just by sort of playing with it a little bit rather than learning a whole new tuning system as a guitar player would have to study the sitar.
Well, yodeling is the central feature of another composition that Room Full of Teeth does. This one is called Cheska's View. It's by Rindy Eckert. And let's listen to a little bit of that. And Virginia Warnken, I mean, Room Full of Teeth covers this spectacular spectrum of human singing styles. I do wonder, though, there are masters of these styles all over the world living in their respective cultures. Why not bring them together? I mean, why go to a group of American singers instead?
It's a really great question. In this case, it's an especially dynamic body in having the singers be some of the best readers of music I could find. So it gives the group a flexibility in terms of becoming chameleons when they meet other singing styles, but also then responding on a dime when composer A says, well, try this, this, and this, and they write it out. That's the advantage that the Western classical tradition gives us in this forum.
My last question for both of you is, what is it about the human voice that, regardless of the culture that the singing comes from, you don't have to understand a word of it, you don't have to understand the music theory behind why the music works, but anytime you hear a human being singing, it has the power to stop, it has the power to uplift, it has the power to transport. I mean, what do you think it is that speaks so universally to everybody?
I think that it's due to its organic nature. When you hear somebody singing, it comes from some place that is intangible and therefore touches a part of you that is intangible.
Well, it's been such a pleasure speaking with both of you, and I'm afraid we're going to have to wrap up, but let's do so by hearing one last piece of music, and this is Amid the Minotaurs. Brad, can you tell us a little bit about it?
This is a piece by William Bertell, a really brilliant composer from New York. This piece, I think, of everything we've performed so far, stretches the singers to use the most varied assortment of vocal techniques. So it feels and sounds, I think, especially virtuosic.
Well, if I had to pick one word to describe Room Full of Teeth, virtuosic would be it. So Brad Wells and Virginia Warnken, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Okay.
This was fun.
Virginia Warnken is a member of Room Full of Teeth, a Berkshire-based vocal ensemble founded by Brad Wells. The group's performing tonight at Mass MoCA in North Adams. Find out more at radioboston.org.